Well, Patsy, a busy day on the athletics front. So you've got updates from Dublin, Belfast and Cork. Plenty to go through.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, the big one today was the Irish schools. Irish schools down in Tymon Park in Dublin. And two schools had come through the districts and the Ulster cross-country championships, schools cross-country championships, that is. And that was Loretta Kenny and St. Columbus College to Norler. And, well, the big talking point really was a great, great, great performance by Odrin McBrearty and the intermediate boys under 17. The interesting thing about that particular age group is, you know, the top six or seven get on the Irish Schools international team, and that's always a big dream and a big ambition for a young, you know, a really imposing young athlete coming through. And well, Odrin McBrearty, not only did he get on the Irish Schools team, but he ran an unbelievable race to win the Irish Schools, you know, obviously he had a team in support. They finished fifth, the St. Columbus College team, but individually just he had so much to spare. He had 9-10 seconds to spare, and he stepped up big time, and he's given quite a bit of in terms of age to some of the boys that are behind him, so he'll be over the moon about that. And his coach Dermot McGranahan, who's done a very, very good job with him over the last couple of years, has got him into good shape, and he's a very, very promising young man. And to win the Irish Schools, well, this is what you want to do. You know, it's a big one really in terms of achievement in cross country and indeed in underage athletics, so either on the track or indeed over the country. So Oran McBrearty from Drumkeen is the new Irish Schools champion, and he did it in style with a really, really imposing last K. So that's where he came from, and that's where he did, and his team, as I say, were fifth. So he'll be the story from the Irish Schools. There was another good story as well coming through for St. Columbus College. They finished second in the team, that is, in the junior girls, that's under 15, and that team was Andrea Reid, Amy Michael-Carr and Abby McGeehan, so that was good. Westport got on ahead of them, so again, good performance, second team. We did anticipate that they might get medals, but they, you know, to go and do it and achieve it, that was what it was all about. So Columbus College will be really, really delighted about that. Loretta Convent, they were Loretta Kenny, that is, they didn't seem to close in a team in that intermediate girls, and the only name I can see coming through was Anna Russell. She finished in the 30s, but they didn't finish a team, so that didn't particularly work out well for them. But they did do well in Ulster, but it didn't materialise then come the nationals. So that was it. The story is Oran McBrearty, individual champion. He'll lead the Irish team in the international schools, and that junior girls team from St. Columbus. Then we were up the road in Belfast at the Irish Universities Championships, and at the Dub, Queen's University were the hosts, and well, the talking point there really was Sean McGinley. He had been out of action for quite a long, long time with a calf injury that troubled him big time for many, many months. He missed many, many, many opportunities over the winter months, but he had the patience and he worked through it, and he finished second today and led his DCU team to the university title. So well done to him. The other one that we had interest in there was Amy Green. She's going very well, but she cramped up on that last lap, and she didn't. She got there in the end, but it didn't work. It didn't work for her today. But what a season! What a cross country season she has had. So that's pretty much the end of the cross country, you know, in terms of all of that. There was a couple of other interesting scenarios. Oisin Toy was over in England running for Ulster and the English, British intercounties, and his team, the Ulster team, finished third. So great experience for him. So well done to him, and that'll stand to him, that experience at top level with all of the best British athletes. So well done, Oisin Toy. He's a student, of course, at ATU, and he's been doing well, really, really well through the winter months as well. So that was that story. Ireland Cross, and she was down in Athlone. She was guesting in the Leinster Indoor Championships. She did the PB in the heat, and she was the fastest out of the 200 metres heats there, but too excited. She got just a wee bit carried away in the final, and, you know, she DQ'd. So, but a PB over 200 metres. So she has come back strongly over the last couple of months into indoor athletics. So now we just wait and see, can she impact on the outdoor? And yes, she can, but she's just got to work it through week on week. And she's done the work over the winter. So, you know, after a period out of the sport, really, in real terms, but she's back in real terms now. So it's very, very positive. So that was pretty much most of it. Now, in Derry today, there was a 10-mile, a big entry, a big crowd, and the 10-mile there, the Donegal story there was that the Rosses Athletic Club, the leading Donegal athlete was Shane O'Donnell from the Rosses. He finished third in the actual race, and Helen McCready from the Rosses as well, of course, was the leading lady. So the Rosses to the fore from a Donegal perspective. Third for Shane O'Donnell, leading lady Helen McCready, and that was in what was a big field from throughout Ulster, really, competing. But Shane O'Donnell and Helen McCready, the names to the fore there. So that pretty much wraps the cross country. The cross country is done and dusted, and now we're into one or two more indoor athletics meets, and then, of course, Chris, it's all going to be all about outdoors and hopefully longer evenings and hopefully good weather, and we look forward on that basis anyhow, and to some exciting times.